السلام على سيد المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. All thanks and all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty Creator, Maker and Sustainer of the universe. We send darood and salam upon the final messenger of Allah, Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We commence with our lessons on the life after death. Very significant on this Saturday after performing Salatul Maghrib Jama'ah, the commencement of the new day for us, which means Yawm al-Sabt, the Saturday, that is today, and then the tomorrow, Sunday, commences from now onwards. It is the month of Jamadil Awwal of the year 1428 after the Hijrah. It is the 24th evening has begun. It is the 9th of June of the year 2007. Our lessons, as I've stated, is on life after death, and we are looking at one of the constituents of life after death, which is the resurrection. And we have done two sections of this already. One was the first one, is that it is the truth, there is going to be a resurrection, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran with regard to the resurrection. And then there was the rejection by the kuffar and mushrikeen of the resurrection. They denied it, they rejected it, they laughed and they mocked and they jeered and they laughed at it when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them that there is going to be a resurrection, a ba'ath ba'd al-maut, you will be raised again, you will come to life again, there is life after death, there is life in the qabr, then all of mankind will be raised again and they will be brought to life after death. They will arise from their graves and they will go to the gathering place and the assembly for a judgment and reckoning to commence and to begin. So they laughed and they rejected. And then of course, the one that we're busy with now, which is the third chapter, and that deals with that the resurrection will happen. It is a fact, it is the truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is what we commence with now, and we are looking at the various ayat and Quran Majid, from the Quran Majid, the verses of the Quran Majid, which establish and testify, which bear witness that the resurrection will definitely take place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فانظر إلى آثار رحمة الله كيف يحيي الأرض بعد موتها إن ذلك لمحيي الموتى وهو على كل شيء قدير ولئن أرسلنا ريحا فرعوه مصفرا لزلوا من بعده يكفرون فإنك لا تسمع الموتى ولا تسمع السم الدعاء إِذَا وَلَّوْا مُدْبِرِينَ وَمَا أَنْتَ بِحَادِ الْعُمْيِ عَنْ دَلَالَتِهِمْ إِنْ تُسْمِعُوا إِلَّا مَنْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِآيَاتِنَا فَهُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Rum, 30th Surah of the Quran Majid, in verses number 50-53, therefore, look at the evidence and the signs of Allah's mercy, of Allah's power, of Allah's qudrat in nature. The command of Allah is fanzur. Look, O man, open your eyes. Fanzur is the command of Allah. Fanzur ila asari rahmatillah. Look around you. Look at the mercy. I mean, what is the mercy? You want to breathe. How shall you breathe? You need air, oxygen, or easily available. Is it not the mercy of Allah? Of course it is the mercy of Allah. You're hungry, you want to eat. You want a plate of food. You're thirsty, you want to drink, you want water. You want space. You cannot live in confined spaces. So you need light. You want to sleep, you need darkness. You want to rest. You want to travel, you need the means of transport. By sea, you need a ship or a boat. By land, you need motor vehicles. You need animals, you need to travel in space, then you need aeroplanes, jets. All these conveniences are provided by whom? By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What would you describe them as? They are the conveniences of life which are provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says these are what? Fanzur ila asari rahmatillah. Look at the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all around you. Look at them, study them, think about them, ponder over it, reflect on them. Who is the provider of all these mercies and all these conveniences? فَانْزُرْ إِلَىٰ آثَارِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ كَيْفَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. Now Allah says, now look, the earth is barren, it is dry, there's been a drought, there's been no rain. Monsoons have struck, dryness, barren earth. Plantations have all completely deteriorated and dried up, turned yellowish, and then eventually been blown away by the wind. There's nothing on that earth. Nothing grows at all whatsoever. Total drought. Allah says, now look, O man. كَيْفَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. And suddenly it begins to rain. All of a sudden the rain comes pouring down. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Do you see how Allah revives the earth after it has become barren and it has become dead? After the earth has died, rains come down, and what does the water do? The water penetrates the earth, it wets the earth, and all of a sudden, the grass, the whole earth turns green. The trees, leaves come on, and the trees are happy. If we can describe it as such, it begins to flower. Allahu Akbar. Vegetation, vegetables begin to grow, fruits begin to grow, the orchards begin to flourish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَانْزُرْ إِلَىٰ آثَارِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ كَيْفَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. Look at the evidence and the signs of Allah's mercy. How Allah revives the earth after its death. Now think, think carefully, says Allah. And then says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Who is it that displays this power and this qudrat? Verily it is Allah who gives life to the dead. Who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna dhalika lamuhyil mawta wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. As Allah brings dead earth to life, so Allah will bring dead man to life again. So Allah will resurrect dead man. Dead earth, dead man, dead human. For Allah has absolute power over all things. Allahu Akbar. Now says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَئِنْ أَرْسَلْنَا رِيحًا فَرَعَوْا مُسْفَرًّا لَزَلُّ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ يَكْفُرُونَ. And if Allah sends a violent wind, and the disbelievers see it turn their harvest yellow, they will certainly begin to show ingratitude for Allah's favors. But look at the kafirin and mushrikeen, what happens to them? Do they appreciate the blessings and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in arsalna rihan fara'u musfarran. Allahu Akbar. And yet, look at them. If Allah sends a violent wind, a dry wind, and the disbelievers see that their harvest turns dry and yellow, yellow and dry, it withers away. First it turns yellow, brownish, yellowish, withers away, and then it simply falls away. They will certainly begin to show ingratitude. They don't show appreciation. They don't see the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muslimin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the kafirin are rejectors of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah, فَإِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَ وَلَا تُسْمِعُ السُّمَّ الدُّعَاءَ إِذَا وَلَّوْ مُدْبِرِينَ. Oh my Prophet, you cannot make the dead to hear, nor can you make the deaf hear a call when they turn their backs away from the truth. O Muslimin, what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been told here applies to us as well, that you cannot force people to believe. If they do not want to believe and they turn away from the truth, you cannot. Look how beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to worry, began to cry, began to weep, he began to plead. Then make dua, ya Allah, why are people not listening to you? That which I'm telling them is the haqq and the truth. I'm telling them Allah will raise the dead, Allah will resurrect the dead, but then if they mock, they laugh, they jeer. Oh Allah, why? Why don't they listen to the haqq and the truth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my Rasul, O my beloved Prophet, you cannot make the dead to hear. They are dead people. Kafirin, those who have rejected the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your risalat. O my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you cannot make these dead people to hear. They are like dead people. They reject the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are deaf and dumb to the truth. So you cannot make the dead to hear. فَإِنَّكَ Most certainly, positively, فَإِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَ You cannot make these dead people, this mawta, the deceased dead people to hear. Nor can you make the deaf hear a call when they turn their backs away from it. وَلَا تُسْمِعُ السُّمَّ الدُّعَاءَ إِذَا وَلَّوْ مُدْبِرِينَ If they turn away from the truth. Then says Allah, وَمَا أَنْتَ بِحَادِ الْعُمْيِ You can, says Allah, you also cannot guide the blind from their deviation. These people have gone astray. They have deviated from the haqq and the truth. They are not prepared to accept the resurrection. They reject the resurrection. So, وَمَا أَنْتَ بِحَادِ الْعُمْلِ You cannot make them see the truth. أَنْ دَلَالَتِهِمْ From their deviation. What says Allah? Allahu Akbar. You can only make those people hear who believe in our signs and who submit to Islam. Oh yes, those who submit to the haqq and the truth, to La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are the people who will understand, who will hear, and who will believe. The connotation in these verses is to show that if men can see dead earth being revived after rainfall, why should they have difficulty in believing that the Allah who can do this can also bring dead people to life again? Allah can revive them. Allah can resurrect them again through the act of resurrection. It is blindness of heart and mind because of disbelief that seals their understanding from such noble perceptions and from such gainful wisdom. The favors and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on humans is manifest. Yet the ugliness of shirk and kufr shuts them down from truth and from reality. Disbelief is so ingrained into them that they fail to see the obvious mercy and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their environment, in the nature that surrounds them, so that when the grains turn yellow due to drought, they express their thanklessness and ingratitude at the many other bounties and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being informed here that the dead hearts, their dead hearts are sealed completely and sealed so tightly that they cannot hear or understand the haqq and the truth about the resurrection. For such dead people have chosen to turn their backs and to deviate from the call of truth that the resurrection, that your risalat, that tawheed is the absolute haqq and the truth. Let's go on to the next ayat of the Quran Majid that establishes the resurrection and the truth. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents the dalail, the proofs and evidence that the resurrection will occur. This is to stabilize and secure the belief of the Muslimin. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاللَّهُ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ الرِّيَاهَا فَتُسِيرُ سَحَابًا فَسُقْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ بَلَدٍ مَيِّتٍ فَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا كَذَلِكَ النُّشُورِ. Allah is the one who sends the winds which carry a cloud. How do these clouds drift in the skies and in the heavens? If you look above, when the wind blows, you see these clouds moving about, shifting about from one place to another. Rain clouds, for example, rain-bearing clouds move from one area in one region to another, and they take the rain away, and so rain falls all over, for example, here in the peninsula. The Bulan may have rain, and the Cape Peninsula may have no rain. When the clouds shift here, then they have no rain, and we have rain. Who does all this? Allah is the one who sends the winds which carry these clouds. Allah then wafts that cloud to dead land, and with it rain, with it comes rain. Allah revives the earth after its death, says Allah. كَذَلِكَ النُّشُورِ. O man, do you understand? Do you understand how the resurrection will take place? Do you see dead earth? Where for months and months there has been no rain? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, suddenly the rain clouds appear. And the rain clouds appear in one region. And how Allah moves it and shifts it through the winds. And the winds carry those clouds, rain-bearing clouds, to that region which is filled with drought, where the land has died. And then when the rain begins to pour there, Allah revives the earth after it has died. فَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. After the earth has died, when these rain-bearing clouds come there, and they are so commanded to go there by the angels that carry these winds, and these rain-bearing clouds go to that dead earth, and it becomes revived. Oh man, do you understand? كَذَلِكَ النُّشُورِ. Thus shall the resurrection of man be. That is how the resurrection of man will become. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can revive dead earth. Why can Allah not revive dead man? Surah Fatir, 35th surah of the Quran, Majid, ayat number 9. Here again, as repeatedly in several places in the Quran Majid, Allah ta'ala establishes the resurrection, which is called the Ba'as Ba'dal Maut, of mankind on the basis of evident happenings which all men can clearly see and experience. Drought-stricken areas of the world are revived through rainfall and become fertile and productive again. They bear vegetation and the people can once again enjoy the fruits of the earth. Yet there are many in mankind who reject the resurrection without even thinking and reasoning about if dead earth can be brought back to life. Man is created of earth. And if dead earth can be brought back to life, man is created of the earth. Why can't man be brought back to life? Allah Ta'ala is all-powerful. And as the creator and maker of all things, what is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to execute according to His laws? Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Majid, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. Surah Yasin, 36th Surah of the Quran Majid, in verse number 12, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verily, only Allah can revive the dead and records what actions they send ahead. Allah, it is only Allah who can revive the deceased and the dead people. And Allah records what actions they send ahead and the trails that they leave behind for others to follow. Everything of the divine decrees and commandments of Allah has been carefully recorded in a clear book, which is the Lawh-e Mahfuz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna nahnu nuhyil mawta, verily I will bring the dead to life. This is a communique, a decree of Allah, divinely ordained. Allah says, I created you from nothing, so what makes it so incredible and impossible for me to bring you back from the dead? Inna nahnu nuhyil mawta, Allah, verily only we, that is Allah, can revive the dead. And not only that, وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ. Allah says, and you know, every deed, every action of yours, every thought of yours, all that is recorded in the book, my books, the record books that I have appointed angels. The angels do the recording, they are the accountants. They keep an account of all your deeds, all that you do in the dunya, all that is recorded, maqaddamu, and that you have sent forward what as your record of deeds, asarahum, and whatever you leave behind, the sons of yours who you made hafiz and ulama, those you left behind who were very pious. Oh yes, all that is recorded. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. And my hukum, my ahkam, my laws, my decrees, my commandments is placed into a book filled with wisdom, which is called the Lawha Mahfuz. It is a clear book. This ayah tells us that all the deeds of men are recorded by the recording angels known as the Kiraman Katibin that are ordained for each person, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full and perfect knowledge of all the doings of each one that is left behind when one dies. If the father dies, whichever children he has left behind, even their deeds are recorded. This includes the good and the bad. Similarly, all that happens in the universe is preordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and set down in the Lawha Mahfuz, the heavenly book preserved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Allah that does all this is all powerful and fully capable of reviving the dead through resurrection. Let man not think that it is beyond the scope and the power, beyond the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to revive the dead and bring them back to life, to answer for all their doings in the life of the world, which have been preserved in their recorded books, just as all that Allah Ta'ala does has been preserved in the Lawha Mahfuz. We proceed now to the next ayat of the Quran Majid. Each of these ayat bear out one item of belief, which is that the resurrection will happen. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ إِنْ كَانَتْ إِلَّا سَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ جَمِيعٌ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَلَا تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Again Surah Yasin, 36th Surah of the Quran Majid, verses number 51 to 54. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Muslimin, listen carefully, O Muslimin. This is what I am conveying to you through my holy and sacred divine word, which is in the Quran Majid. Know that the trumpet to signal Qiyamah will be blown. That trumpet will wanufiqa fis-suri. That trumpet will sound to signal Qiyamah. It will be blown, and mankind will hasten to their Rabb from their graves. For what? For reckoning. They will be taken out of their graves as they arise, wide awake, full of life. And they will hasten from their graves, not dead, alive, come back to life. They will hasten to their grave. فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. They will hasten, quickly, march, quick. The angels will be there. They will be thrashed, kicked, drawn, dragged. If they hesitate, oh, there will be many who will hesitate. All those who disbelieved in the resurrection will stand up from there in absolute shock and amazement, and they will look for hiding places. There will be no hiding place. They will be struck. Grievously they will be struck by the angels that are in charge, and they will be forced, and if they refuse, they will be dragged by their toes, by their hair, by their hair and their hands and their legs and their feet and their toes and their hair. They will be dragged. Some of them will be upside down. And they will be pulled by their legs and drawn to the field of judgment. Oh yes, here it is. The trumpet to signal Qiyamah will be blown. And mankind will hasten towards their Rabb from their graves for the reckoning. Aggrieved and in shock, they will say, "Alas, what grief has struck us? Who has raised us from our graves?" Allah is saying exactly what is going to happen to the people who rejected the resurrection, who said it is impossible. How can we, after we have died, be brought back to life? Allah is telling them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, "Qalu," they will say, when they are brought back to life, when they are resurrected, "Qalu," their statement, who? The statement of the disbelievers, who? The statement of the rejectors, "Qalu, ya waylana man ba'asana min marqadina." Alas, ya waylana, grief on us, fie on us, how sad are we? This unbelievable thing has happened. Who has raised us from our graves? This is what the merciful Allah has promised, O Muslimin. Hada ma wa'ada ar-Rahmanu wa sadaqa al-mursalun. But O Muslimin, O true believers, listen carefully. Oh yes, this is what the merciful Allah has promised you throughout time. And the messengers of Allah have spoken the truth. Generation after generation, every Nabi, every Rasul that came for the guidance of mankind has told them the resurrection is going to take place. There is going to be a Ba's Ba'd al-Mawt. You are going to relive, you're going to be revived, you're going to come back to life. All that is the haqq and the truth. Hada ma wa'ada ar-Rahmanu wa sadaqa al-mursalun. It will be but one blast of the trumpet and they will all be brought into our presence. Allah repeats, in kanat illa sayhatan wahidatan. O man, bear in mind that trumpet that will be blown for the resurrection to take place will be one huge loud sound. In kanat, oh yes, not more than one sign. In kanat illa sayhatan wahidatan, only one huge blast of the trumpet. Faizahum jami'ul ladayna muhdharun, and the angels will gather you all and bring you in my presence. Words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not a warning but a reminder. It will be but one blast and all of mankind will be brought into the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُزْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَلَا تُزَّوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Allahu Akbar. And on that day of resurrection, no soul will be wronged in the least, and you will only be rewarded for what you used to do. Allah sets the mind of all of mankind at ease. Do not think on that day that any kind of injustice will be done to you or that you will be wronged in any way whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yasin, in verses number 51 to 54, is making it very, very clear that, O Muslimin, this is how you must believe in the resurrection. All of you, the blast will blow, the trumpet will blow, it will sound, all of mankind will then arise as a result of resurrection from their graves, and then they will be brought into the presence, willingly or unwillingly, they will be brought into the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will be presented in for a judgment to commence and reckoning to take place. And on that day of resurrection, no soul will be wrong. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear, no soul will be wrong. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُزْلَمُ. No zulm will be made. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُزْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَلَا تُزْلَمُ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. You will be given with justice, with full compassion and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be given, you will be paid only for what you have done. That is the reality and the truth of the resurrection. All of mankind will be raised up and gathered in the field of assembly on the day of judgment to be held accountable and liable for all their doings in the life of the world. They will find that nothing has escaped the attention of the recording angels. When they arise from their graves, the mu'mineen will be in peace. But the kafirin will be in amazement, astonishment and stupefaction. How could this be? How could they be raised and brought back to life again? Impossible. They will recall that they had been taught this in the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were reminded and taught this, instructed about this by the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they will also remember that they had defied and rejected, they had even mocked and vilified their prophets. But now they are faced with this catastrophe. They are faced with this catastrophic event by their resurrection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reassures them that even then, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be there to see to it that justice is meted out to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that justice is done. And though they have rejected and denied the haq and the truth of the resurrection, they shall not be victimized by Allah, except that they will pay for their sins and their wrongs. They will know well, however, that eternal doom and damnation and perdition awaits them. Their humiliation will know no bounds. Muslims who neglect the seriousness of the resurrection and its aftermath, which is judgment and reckoning, need to seriously view their lives. These divine accounts in the Quran Majid tells us that we still have time to turn our lives around and plead for the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I assure you that there are many amongst the Muslimin who feel that because they believe in the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallam, that that alone is sufficient to grant them admission into Jannah, that they do not have to believe in accountability on the day of judgment. Some believe that it is merely speculation and theory. Some believe it is metaphorical and mythical, this resurrection and judgment and reckoning. I want to assure them that there is no such thing. It is disbelief to reject the resurrection and the judgment and the reckoning. Oh, there will be judgment. Oh yes, there is going to be a resurrection. Oh yes, we are all going to be questioned on the day of judgment. Easy to believe and to reject and to deny. The kuffar and mushrikeen also have rejected and refused to believe. So be careful. Do not think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow our wrongs, our sins, our disobedience and our transgressions to go unrecorded in this dunya. Here's the proof in the verses of the Quran Majeed. Let us look at the next few verses that are coming up now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majeed, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ لَا تَسْجُدُوا لِلشَّمْسِ وَلَا لِلْقَمَرِ وَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُنَّا إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ فَإِنِ اسْتَكْبَرُوا فَالَّذِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ يُسَبِّحُونَ لَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَهُمْ لَا يَسْأَمُونَ. ومن آياته أنك ترى الأرض خاشعة فإذا أنزلنا عليها الماء اهتزت وربت إن الذي أحياها لمحيي الموتى إنه على كل شيء قدير إن الذين يلحدون في آياتنا لا يخفون علينا أفمن يلقى في النار خير أم من يأتي آمنا يوم القيامة اعلموا ما شئتم إنه بما تعملون بصير إن الذين كفروا بالذكر لما جاءهم وإنه لكتاب عزيز. Beautiful ayat of the Quran Majid proving the resurrection. How important the resurrection. Resurrection must take place for judgment and reckoning to commence. First resurrection and then the reckoning and judgment of the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O man, O Muslim, look around you, and among the signs of Allah ta'ala are the night and the day and the sun and the moon. Do not prostrate to the sun, do not prostrate to the moon, but prostrate only to Allah who created them. For it is Allah alone that you should worship. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught this to the kuffar and mushrikeen, to the people of Makkah Mukarramah and the people of Arabia, and from thence to mankind, to the people of the world, all the mushrikeen and kafirin, all the idolatrous people, the polytheists. This is the message of Allah which was sent out to mankind and preached to mankind and propagated to mankind by Sayyidina Nabiina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which the Sahabas took to the rest of the world, and the Tabi'in Karam and Tabi Tabi'in Karam, the wonderful work that they did. Here is the teaching. Wa min ayatihi. Oh, do you understand why the night has been created, O man? Do you understand why the day has been created? For your convenience, for your good, for your ease, and the sun and the moon. And yet these are the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you want to worship them? Where is your sense? And among the signs of Allah are the night and the day, and the sun and the moon. O man, do not prostrate to the sun. O man, do not prostrate to the moon, but prostrate. Allahu Akbar. وَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُنَّ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. Allah is the creator of these heavenly bodies and these earthly conveniences. So how can you go and worship them and say they are your God, they are your Lord, and you bow down to them? My command to you is, لا تسجدوا للشمس ولا للقمر واسجدوا لله الذي خلقهن. The creator and the maker of all these celestial bodies, worship him. Prostrate only to Allah who created them, for it is Allah alone that you should worship. The Tawheed is established here, thereby. Then says Allah subhanahu, however, if there are proud and arrogant ones among them, that is the disbelievers, then know that Allah does not need them, for there are those who are close to your Rabb who glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night, and are never wearied of praising and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, mankind, know, if you want to reject, majority of you even, if you want to reject the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the blessings and mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which you find in the creations, and now you want to worship that which Allah has created, then you must know. Allahu Akbar. فَإِنِ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. It is pride and arrogance that will cause you to reject the Tawheed, the might and the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not humble, you are not sincere, you do not consider yourself to be a slave and a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is your maker and your creator. فَإِنِ اسْتَكْبَرُوا, you have kibr in you, you have pride in you, you are filled with ego. فَإِنِ اسْتَكْبَرُوا فَالَّذِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ يُسَبِّحُونَ لَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَهُمْ لَا يَسْأَمُونَ. But bear in mind, O mankind, there will always be true believers, there will always be true slaves of Allah, there will always be the true worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala existing on this planet earth. Then know, says Allah, if you want to be, if you disbelieving kuffar, you want to be proud and arrogant, you want to disobey Allah, you want to worship these celestial bodies, then do so. If you want to do so, you do so out of your pride, your folly and your ignorance and your arrogance, do so. But do bear in mind, know that Allah does not need you, for there are those who are close to the to Allah, who glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala night and day, and they never get weary and tired of worshipping, praising and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then continues Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this lengthy verses of the Quran, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنَّكَ تَرَى الْأَرْضَ خَاشِئَةً فَإِذَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ. And among the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power and might are that you see the earth bare, withered and barren, dry, dead. Then we send down rain upon it and it begins to stir with life. Look at the beautiful description. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, use your eyes, use your sense, use your mind, use your brains, use your intellect, use your reason, use your logic. Look around you, and among the signs of Allah's power, of Allah's wonder, of Allah's mercy, are that you see the earth, and you see the earth, there is drought, there is dryness, it is barren, it is withered. Then, says Allah, we send down rain upon it and it begins to stir the land, the earth, the barren dry earth begins to stir with life. Allahu Akbar. Look at this beautiful description Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنَّكَ تَرَى الْأَرْضَ خَاشِئَةً. Allahu Akbar. That earth commanded by Allah, fear of Allah within this planet earth, the fear of Allah in that dry earth, it begins to stir with life and it flourishes, it begins to flourish with vegetation, with greenery. Verily the one Allah who gives life to dead earth is the one Allah who gives life to the dead human. Subhanallah. You lying there somewhere in earth, where do we get buried? In earth, isn't it? We dig our holes for graves where? In this earth from which we are created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, stretch your mind, stretch your reason, look at that dead earth, dry and barren earth, months and months, sometimes even for years no rain has fallen. And suddenly Allah says, when He sends down the rain, slowly, gradually, the earth begins to stir. It wakes up, it awakens. As it stirs, it begins to stir with life and flourishes with vegetation. Soon the grass begins to grow and it grows taller and longer. Ah, the forests begin The plants begin, the vegetation begins to grow. Verily the one Allah who gives life to such dead earth is the one Allah who will give life to the dead human beings that lie buried in that ground, in that earth. Like Allah sends rain to revive the earth, so Allah's trumpet will blow. And when Allah's trumpet blows, you will also, all the graves will begin to stir, and the earth in which you lie dead, that will begin to stir. And as the plants and as the vegetation begins to grow, so you, O man, who is also similar as vegetation, is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O man, you are also a creation of Allah. Do you understand what Allah is saying here? As Allah gives life to dead earth, so Allah will stir the ground in which you lie dead and buried for thousands of years. And then as the vegetation starts to grow, so you will also grow and come back to life. Verily, Allah has power over all things. Verily, those who deviate from our signs, they are not hidden from us. Oh man, do not think you can hide anywhere. Oh, that is what they're going to do. When the resurrection takes place, the deviationists, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, will want to hide. The malaikas will be standing above them. They will try to cover themselves. That earth, that sand in which they have lain, buried for thousands of years. Now, you will say, but Maulana, how can that be? That human being who lay dead there has turned to dust, to earth. The body has decayed. The body itself has rotted away. The body doesn't exist any longer. After so many days, so many months, so many years, there is no body there anymore. No bones there anymore. How can it? Oh, that earth was dead. No more grass grew there. For decades, maybe for ages, no plant grew there. Barren earth. Allah sent there rain, water, and suddenly it comes to life. I look around the earth and you will see proof of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us, what are you? Aren't you like vegetation? Aren't you like what Allah has created? So if Allah can create and Allah can bring to life barren earth after decades and centuries and ages, why can't Allah bring you back to life? Do you think Allah is short of power? Are you limiting the ability of Allah? When Allah says, I will resurrect you, are you saying Allah cannot resurrect you? Are you defying authority in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yeah, these are the questions that are being asked here by Allah. Verily, Allah has power over all things. Verily, those who deviate from our signs, they are not hidden from us. They cannot go anywhere. When they come to life, they will be in absolute amazement, as they should say, I died. When? I died in the year 1428 of the Hijrah. And this is now thousands of years later. How can I come to life again? Oh, the same intellect they had in the dunya, that will be there. Sharper. The eyes will be sharper, more focused. The ears will hear better. The eyes will see further. The brain will work excellently. The intellect will be excellent. A disabled person will be able. The mad person will be able to think, to move. Oh, they will try to hide. That is why Allah, verily, those who deviate from our signs, they are not hidden from us. Is the one whom we have cast into the fire better than the one who will arise safely on the day of resurrection? Allahu Akbar. Do as you please. Allah is definitely watching over all that you do. Do as you please. Allahu Akbar. Ya Allah, اعلموا ما شئتم إنه بما تعملون بصير. Do whatever you want to in the dunya. Enjoy yourself. Sin as much as you want to. If you do not want to obey me, do as much transgression. Sin. Please yourself as much as you want to. Allahu Akbar. But bear in mind, do as you please. Allah is definitely watching all that you do. Verily, those who disbelieve in the reminder of this Quran, when it comes to them, when this Quran reaches them, will be definitely the losers. Without doubt, the Quran is a mighty book. The words of the Quran are mighty and truthful. وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ Surah Hamim Sajda. Surah number 41, I've recited to you verses 37 to 41. What powerful verses of the Quran Majid these are. I've taken time to explain it to you and proven to you what Allah, how Allah describes the reality of the resurrection. What a magnificent portrayal of Tawheed. What a remarkable endorsement of the Quran Majid. When Allah Ta'ala is the creator and maker of all these universal powerful signs placed in the sight and the view and the comprehension of all of mankind, why do men choose to worship things other than one Allah? It defies logic and reason. When men see how the earth is restored and revived after droughts, they are delighted and gratified, but they fail to see the bigger picture as to the cause of this revival and resuscitation. Or, alas, the world and greed has caused their visions to be narrowed and to be tunneled. Tunnel vision, as we say, and they continue in their blindness, in their ego, to go on worshipping other than one Allah, the Allah who delivers them constantly from calamity and chaos. However, a day of which all of mankind has been repeatedly warned is coming. And when that day comes, when all of mankind shall arise from their graves on the resurrection, the shock of disbelief and rejection will hit them so hard that they will be cast in grief and sorrow, miserable wretches. Muslims should take good note of the contents of the Quran Majid, for there are sufficient reminders therein for us to turn even now to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in earnest and sincere worship, obedience and prayer in the way, in the tariqah, according to the sunnah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was a lengthy verse which I explained to you from surah, one of the powerful surahs of the Quran Majid, Surah Hamim Sajda. We move now and we look at Surah Shura, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to say there with regard to, O Muslims, to believe in the resurrection, that it will take place. Prepare for it. Look after yourself. Be obedient to Allah. Submit to Allah and the Rasul of Allah. Obey the Quran and the Sunnah. Follow the Sharia. Otherwise you are doomed. You have yourself doomed yourself to the punishment of the hereafter. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَمِتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ فَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْوَلِيُّ وَهُوَ يُهِي الْمَوْتَ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ مِن شَيْءٍ فَحُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ ذلكم الله ربي عليه توكلت وإليه أنيب. Or do they, the mushrikeen, adopt patrons and protectors other than Allah? The people who commit shirk, the idolatrous people, do they adopt patrons, protectors other than Allah? O Muslimin, do you believe in the awliyas? And do you believe that those walis of Allah, those friends of Allah, are going to protect you on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you really think so? What is the difference between you and the mushrikeen? Amittakhazu min dunihi awliya? Do you look for friends other than Allah as your friends, as your guiding beacons, as your lights, as your saviors, as your servants? Or do they, the mushrikeen, adopt patrons, protectors other than Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاللَّهُ قَسَمْ, on oath, فَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْوَلِيُّ وَهُوَ يُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Indeed, it is only Allah who is your real protector, who is your real friend. Who? فَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْوَلِيُّ وَهُوَ يُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Indeed, only Allah has the power. Allah is the only one who can really protect you. And it is in fact only Allah who shall resurrect the dead. وَهُوَ يُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Do you think those walis of Allah can revive you, can resurrect you? Indeed, it is only Allah who is your only sole real protector, and it is only Allah who will resurrect the dead, revive the dead, and who has power over all things. Again and again you will notice in these verses that I'm reciting to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Only Allah has absolute power, absolute will. وَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and how powerful this is, the decision as to who is right and who is wrong rests with Allah alone concerning matters on which you differ. And says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ. In matters of who is right and who is wrong, what is right and what is wrong, what is truth and what is falsehood, what is light and what is darkness, beware, be careful, only Allah knows. Only Allah and Allah's Rasul. The decision as to who is right and wrong rests with Allah concerning matters on which you differ. Is there resurrection? Is there a life after death? Is there going to be a judgment? If there going to be hisab and kitab, is there pul sirat? Is there jannah and jahannam? Oh, all these matters you differ. You differ. The decision is not yours. It is Allah's decree, Allah's decision. You have to accept. It is not for you to decide whether it is or whether it is not, whether it can be or it cannot be. No, no. When Allah has made a decision, when the Rasul of Allah has made a decision, it is for you as true loyal followers of Islam, of the Deen, as the true subjects of Allah and the Rasul of Allah, it is for you to accept, not to differ. So says Allah, the decision and decree as to who is right and wrong rests with Allah concerning matters on which you differ. Who? The Allah, who is the Rabb, whose Rabb? The Lord, the sustainer and the creator and maker and the owner of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here it is. وَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Allah has the sole right to decide what is right, what is wrong, what is truth, what is false, what is light and what is darkness. Allah alone. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي. That is the Allah that I worship, says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي. And you, O Muslimin, عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ. In him do I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, put my absolute trust. Who says this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the Quran Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has thus commanded him and thus he has obeyed. Dalikumullahu Rabbi, that is the Allah who is my Rabb. Alayhi tawakkaltu, upon him, his work, his decree, I accept, I obey, I submit to, for he is my Allah, and I put my absolute trust and faith in him. Wa ilayhi unib, and to Allah do I turn. Allah is my master, Allah is my owner. It is to Allah that I turn for all my belief and all my practices. Allah guides me. Surah Shura 42nd Surah, Surah number 42. I've recited to you verses 9 and 10. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is advised and instructed in these verses to submit this revealed response to the idol worshippers, the mushrikeen, to make them believe in the truth of the resurrection and to his absolute belief in the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All matters of belief, aqaid, proceed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the resurrection is one of these required beliefs of the true Muslim, true mu'min. And this belief must be based on absolute trust and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next ayat of the Quran coming up is the following. All of these goes to establish that there is a life after death, that there is a resurrection after death, that all of mankind will rise again, will be revived again to face the judgment. Life will be put back into man. Oh yes, there is a form of life in the grave as well. We're going to do that also. But the resurrection is what we're busy with here, when all of mankind, life will be put back into him, even if he has died for millions of years, no problem. Allah's hukum is such that he will be brought and she will be brought back to life. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ خَلَقَهُنَّ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ بَاطِنًا الذي جعل لكم الأرض مهدا وجعل لكم فيها سبلا لعلكم تهتدون والذي نزل من السماء ماء بقدر فأنشرنا به بلدة ميتا كذلك تخرجون. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Zukhruf, Surah number 43, verses number 9, 10 and 11, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, undoubtedly, without a doubt, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ خَلَقَهُنَّ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ. Undoubtedly, O man, if you ask them, if you ask the mushrikeen, O my prophet, O my beloved messenger, if you ask the mushrikeen as to who created the heavens and the earth, they will certainly say, oh yes, Allah the Almighty, Allah the All-Knowing created them all. Allah created the heavens, Allah created the earth. That will be their reply. Oh my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if you ask the mushrikeen who created the heavens and the earth, they will say Allah created them. This is what this verse says. It is Allah who made the earth into a bedding for you, and who made pathways for you therein to travel, so that you may be guided in your travels by the paths and the roadways which Allah has created for your convenience. And it is Allah who sends on water from the sky in proper measure. With this rain we revive dead ground. In the same manner will you, O man, be resurrected and brought back to life by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you see how Allah has provided for you? Do you see, O man, how Allah has made your life convenient for you on this planet earth? Undoubtedly, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my Muhammad, O my beloved messenger, O Khatimun Nabiyyin, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, if you ask the mushrikeen to whom you are preaching this Quran, to whom this divine revelation, my word, you are delivering to them. If you ask the disbelievers as to who created the heavens and the earth, they will certainly say that it has been created, خَلَقَهُنَّ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ. The Almighty, the All-Knowing, All-Powerful Allah has created them all. It is Allah who made the earth into a bedding for you. Allah says, O my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remind them, tell them, inform them, instruct them, teach them. What? Tell them that Allah has made this earth as a place for you to rest on. This is where you sleep on. This is where you, like a bedding it is. Allah has made this earth into a bedding for you. Not for you to worship it. Allah has made this earth as a bedding for you. Allah has made it in this earth pathways. Don't you see how there are roads and natural ways, pathways that have been made for you therein, so that you may be guided in your travel. And it is Allah. Take a horse, and you take a horse and give it rein, and you let it go. The horse will make its way. The horse will find the road for you and the pathway for you. You don't have to guide that horse. The horse knows. Animals know naturally how to find their roads, their paths, and their ways. So they travel, and it is Allah who sends down water. Say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you may be guided in your travels across this earth. Allah has made this earth so convenient for you. And it is Allah who sends down water from the sky in proper measure when you need rain, when the earth is dry and it is barren and you have no food, no plantation, no vegetation. What happens to you? You will die without food. So Allah sends the rain, and when the rain comes, the earth is revived. Here it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word, وَالَّذِي نَزَّلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً بِقَدَرٍ. Allah doesn't flood it always, now and then yes, but in general rain doesn't produce flood. Allah sends in good measure, in exact measure, the amount of rain you require for the earth to come alive. فَأَنْشَرْنَا بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا. With this rain, that dead ground is revived, says Allah. كَذَلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ. Exactly in the same way, you will also be brought back to life. Thus is established in Surah Zukhruf, Surah number 43, verses number 9 to 11, the resurrection, with such beautiful and understandable examples from everyday life. Men have been directed by the divine word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to believe in the resurrection. Oh yes, they will come back to life. Oh yes, judgment will take place. Not only does Allah ta'ala revive the dead through the revival and by raising them to life after their death on judgment day, but Allah has also created the rains that come down from the sky and created pathways over air, land and water for men to conveniently travel along. When Allah ta'ala has created all these facilities for man's convenience, it was meant to make man worship, praise and glorify only one Allah, and to bow, prostrate to no other besides one Allah. Man, however, turn to the worship of others besides one Allah, and to beliefs which they innovated, which they invented and cultivated, which was in complete contradiction to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This led man to blindness and ignorance, and to his decline and to his fall. We take one last verse of the Quran Majid to conclude tonight's lesson, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلِ اللَّهُ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يَجْمَعُكُمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says, O man, Allah gave you life, and that Allah who gave you life, Allah will give you death. قُلِ اللَّهُ يُحْيِيكُمْ Summa yumitukum. The Allah who gave you life, that same Allah is going to give you death. And then, summa yajma'ukum ila yawmil qiyamati. And then, that same Allah will gather you all on the day of resurrection. The same Allah will gather you on the day of resurrection. Allah will bring you all together. When the resurrection takes place, you arise from your graves. The angels are going to leave you to the mahshar, the field of assembly for all of mankind, where you will gather, about which there is no doubt. La rayba fi. There is no doubt in the resurrection. There is no doubt in the gathering. Walakinna aksaran nasi la ya'lamun. Allah now pronounces Allah's verdict on mankind. And you know something? Most people do not believe in this. Most people reject belief in the final gathering in the way it is presented by Sayyidina wa Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he received from the Quran Majid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, you know something? Allah gave you life, O man. Allah gave you death, O man. And Allah will gather you all on the day of resurrection. When you are resurrected, all will be assembled for judgment to take place, for questioning to take place. And then what will happen? with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But oh man, you know you. What is your condition? وَلَكِنَّ أَكْسَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allahu Akbar. Most of mankind rejects this. Most of mankind refuses to believe. Most of mankind, Allah, أَكْسَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. They don't know about. They're not prepared. They close their eyes. They don't want to hear. They close their ears. They don't want to know that there is going to be a day of reckoning, a day of accountability. We Muslims are the same. Many amongst the Muslims don't want to know that there is going to be a day of questioning when we will be questioned. We don't even want to know Munkar and Nakir will come to us in the grave. We don't want to know that questioning will take place in the grave. In this ayah, the occurrence of the resurrection is emphasized again, and men are reminded that though the majority of men in mankind are symptomatic of an uncaring and careless attitude towards the resurrection and Qiyamah and consider it irrelevant and illogical, the event of raising mankind by returning life to them and raising them from their graves is in the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will happen. Positive. Definite. Allah ta'ala is the giver. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the taker of life. Giver of life and the taker of life. And Allah is the maker, creator and sustainer of the entire universe. So what can be beyond such awesome, absolute, perfect power and qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Look at this pronouncement where Allah says, majority in mankind does not want to believe that there will be a day of reckoning and judgment and accountability. Allah's words, وَلَكِنَّ, but no, O man, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْسَرَ النَّاسِ, majority in mankind, لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, do not want to know, do not want to accept, do not want to believe in accountability, in resurrection, that life is going to come back to them. Openly they say, impossible, how can I die? How can I completely, my body become decomposed, rotten, turn dust to dust. How can I be brought back to life? How can all my contents, constituents, all my elements, this heart return to the heart that has died, that has decayed, be brought back? This lungs, these kidneys, this stomach, these muscles, these nerves, these arteries, the same eyes, Maulana, these eyes will be returned, this ears will be returned, this face, these hands, these fingers, these toes. No, impossible. Unbelievable. Muslimin, be very careful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, majority, even Muslimin, be careful of Muslimin. What you believe and what you disbelieve, be very, very careful. It only takes one. You see, the Muslim is such. He must believe in everything we have received from Sayyidina wa Nabina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we believe in 10,000 things and we don't believe in one thing, if we believe in 999.9 things and we refuse to believe in 0.001, you are a disbeliever. Be very careful. Everything we must believe in, we have no right, no authority, no authorization to reject even one single point of belief. That constitutes rejection. Doubt constitutes disbelief. That one minute percentage can cause us disruption and create for us a punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, has come with, has presented to us, has preached to us, as it is in the Quran Majid. For he never went against anything that was in the Quran Majid. Then all of that which we have received from him, 100% we must accept and reject none. That is why the emphasis all along these lessons has been on the importance of resurrection, and soon we will be starting on the ahadith and sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regard to the alam of barzakh, life in the grave, and the hereafter. Jazakumullah wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Hasan.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.